Welcome to the Store Audit Lab podcast. This episode is produced by Store Audit Lab and narrated with a synthetic voice. The full transcript is available at storeauditlab.com. Today, we are answering a timing question. When should an e-commerce store run an SEO audit after a redesign or migration? The short answer is that one audit is not enough. A useful migration process includes a baseline before launch, immediate checks after launch, and a later review once crawling and search data begin to reflect the new site. Build the inventory before changing URLs or templates. Record important pages, current canonical URLs, redirect needs, title tags, indexability, structured data, internal links, sitemap membership, and available search performance. Include the pages that matter commercially and the pages that already earn search impressions, clicks, or links. A page with modest traffic can still be important if external sites link to it or if it supports a valuable collection. Save the current XML sitemap and crawl output. Record the hostname, protocol, trailing/rules, and whether the site uses file extensions. Small URL format changes can create large redirect requirements. This baseline gives the post-launch audit something concrete to compare. Without it, teams often discover that they do not know whether a missing page was intentionally removed or accidentally lost. Immediately after launch, test the basics from outside the development environment. Confirm that the production hostname resolves correctly and that insecure or alternate hosts redirect to the preferred origin. Check robots directives, canonical tags, status codes, XML sitemaps, navigation, forms, checkout paths, analytics, and any email or download flows. Test representative old URLs. A redirect should lead to the closest useful replacement, not automatically to the homepage. Avoid redirect chains when a direct destination is available. Confirm that removed pages return the intended status and that custom error pages do not accidentally return a successful status code. Inspect product, collection, guide, and account templates separately. One successful homepage does not prove the rest of the site works. Run a focused crawl and compare it with the baseline. Look for unexpected changes in status codes, canonical targets, indexability, page titles, headings, internal link depth, structured data, and sitemap coverage. Review server and platform errors, test mobile layouts, especially navigation, filters, product options, cart actions, consent controls, and checkout transitions. Check that important resources still load under the production security policy. Search data may be incomplete during the first few days. Use technical evidence to fix clear defects, but avoid declaring success or failure from one daily ranking movement. Once search data begins to accumulate, compare the same cohorts used in the baseline. Look at important pages and query groups, not only site-wide totals. Check whether old URLs are still receiving impressions, whether the intended new URLs are replacing them, and whether multiple versions compete for the same query. Review changes in clicks, impressions, average position, and click-through rate, while noting that each metric can move for reasons unrelated to the redesign. Also review index page reports and canonical selection. If a page remains indexed under an old or unexpected URL, inspect the entire signal set before changing the canonical again. Keep a dated record of fixes. When several changes happen at once, the record should show which variables changed and when. Otherwise, later improvements or declines become difficult to interpret. Fix verified defects quickly. Examples include important pages blocked from crawling, incorrect noindex directives, broken internal links, missing canonical content, redirects to irrelevant destinations, inaccessible product information, failed checkout actions, and missing analytics where measurement is required. Treat ranking movement differently. A temporary drop after a migration does not identify the cause by itself. Confirm whether the page is crawlable, indexed, canonical, internally linked, and aligned with the previous search intent. If those checks pass, monitor a stable window before rewriting the page. Use four checkpoints. The first checkpoint happens before launch and creates the baseline. The second happens immediately after launch and checks availability, redirects, indexability, and critical customer flows. The third happens after several days and compares the crawl and template behavior. The fourth happens after several weeks and compares search cohorts, canonical selection, and remaining defects. The exact timing depends on site size, crawl frequency, seasonality, and the size of the change. A small template update needs less observation than a platform migration with thousands of changed URLs. Store Audit Lab's Written Migration Audit Guide and e-commerce SEO audit template are available at storeauditlab.com. They are planning resources and do not replace implementation testing by the people who control the store and platform. This episode was produced by Store Audit Lab and narrated with a synthetic voice. Thanks for listening.